Do young people believe they're any safer now than before the Royal Commission began? A survey for the Commission presents a very mixed picture. Report co-author Professor Morag MacArthur told Peter Lloyd how the research was done.
There were two stages. The first stage was a series of focus groups where we spoke to 121 children across the east coast of Australia who from different institutions. And we built up a sort of what makes an institution safe for children. And we translated that into an online survey.
When you say institution, you mean schools, do you?
School, no, all sorts of institutions. So children and young people from out-of-home care as an institution, from boarding schools, primary schools, children and young people who go on camps, places where other adults other than their parents are responsible for them. So in the online survey, the scenarios were very grey. You know, it really was about children and young people feeling uncomfortable. It wasn't someone doing something.
Why do you use the word uncomfortable? It's a vague sort of word that may not completely capture what you're getting at.
No, I think it is. I think what children and young people describe about when they feel unsafe, when they talk about creepy adults quite a lot, and they feel it in their body. They actually feel that discomfort physically, you know, whether it's their stomach churning or whether their palms sweat a little bit. They actually feel that safety, those safety issues in their body.
Okay, well, one of the key findings is that 10% of young people aged 14 and over are sceptical about whether adults know children well enough or talk to children about the things that they're worried about. Isn't that a worry?
Look, I think, 10%, I think there's a small minority of children who don't feel as safe as others. And I think as they get older, they do get a little bit sceptical about adults. You know, 10%'s, a reasonably small minority of kids, and it's an important minority. And I think institutions need to try and find those kids to make sure that they do get to know children a little bit better. But, 10% is much lower than we probably expected as well.
Does it speak to a sense of, shame perhaps that's built into humans that 20% reported they wouldn't tell anyone if they encountered an unsafe peer, 10% said the same thing if they encountered an unsafe adult?
I think it's embarrassment. I think that's true. And I think what the children in the focus group told us a little bit more in explaining this, they feel adults are a bit uncomfortable in talking about some of these things. And so it might not even be their shame. It might be that they know that adults will feel uncomfortable and may not be very much help to them.
And after all the sunlight that's been exposing the terrible deeds of institutions, more than one quarter of those aged over 16 reported it was unlikely they'd talk to someone if they encountered an unsafe adult or peer. That's a big number.
It is a big number. And I think what happens is in an attempt to... I think adults want to protect children from some of these issues, and so they don't often speak as frankly as they may be able to do. Children and young people can cope with these conversations, and I think in institutions we've got to skill up those adults to ensure that they can have those conversations with kids without making themselves feel uncomfortable and without making the children and young people feel uncomfortable.
So there's a confidence building process that still is very much in the works.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the key findings is that people, adults in institutions can be skilled up in ways that can enable kids to be able to talk more freely about these things.
So we can't expect children to be the ones that initiate. This must be a top-down approach.
Well, I think it's both. I think, for example, some of the kids said that they didn't think that adults would know there was a problem unless the young person told them the problem. So one of the things that kids said in the focus group that makes a strong institution is that adults are aware about what other adults are doing. You know, that they're on the, without sounding like it's a Gestapo state, that adults are much more aware of what other adults are doing with children. And children also said they watch other children to see whether other children feel comfortable and happy in circumstances. You know, they can read that. So there is a bit of learning for adults, I think, in this. And kids really feel like they need to have some more strategies as well.
Professor Morag MacArthur, co-author of a new study on children and young people's perception of safety in institutions. She was speaking to Peter Lloyd.